Hello and good evening, friends. Welcome back to Columbus Desi Radio. We broadcast every Thursday at 6 p.m. on 92.7 and 98.3 FM, with reruns the following Saturday, same time, same place. मैं हूँ संध्या और स्टूडियो में आज हमारे साथ हैं तरंग. हाय तरंग.
हेलो संध्या, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम वेरी वेल यार. एंड टुडे वी आर हियर विद अनदर एपिसोड ऑफ सीडीआर.
अनदर थर्सडे, अनदर सीडीआर एपिसोड.
एंड लाइक ऑलवेज वी हैव समथिंग न्यू. डू यू वांट टू टेल आवर लिसनर्स व्हाट्स न्यू टुडे?
व्हाट इज न्यू? संध्या इज द सेम, तरंग इज द सेम, नितिन इज द सेम, ऑफ कोर्स खान इज द सेम, टोनी इज द सेम. व्हाट इज न्यू संध्या?
ये तो हर एपिसोड में सेम होते हैं यार. वी ब्रिंग न्यू थीम, वी हैव बीन डूइंग इंटरव्यूज टाइम टू टाइम. सो व्हाट डू यू थिंक, हु डू वी हैव इन द स्टूडियो दिस टाइम?
ओहो, आई शुड हैव रियलाइज्ड. यस, वी हैव अ गेस्ट दिस टाइम.
जी हाँ दोस्तों, सो टुडे वी हैव अ वेरी 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 स्पेशल गेस्ट हु हैव कम टू कोलंबस फ्रॉम न्यूयॉर्क फॉर दिस शो. एंड शी इज एन अवार्ड विनिंग सीईओ एंड फाउंडर ऑफ उमा, रीटा ककाटी शाह. हाय रीटा.
हाय संध्या. हाय तारन.
हे रीटा, वी आर वेरी हैप्पी टू हैव यू ऑन आवर शो एंड थैंक यू फॉर मेकिंग द टाइम टू कम and talk about your company Uma that you founded. So tell us about yourself. What's your backstory to our listeners?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. So yeah, my name is Rita. I'm from London originally. The accent will give it away if you haven't realized already. Born and brought up Londoner. My parents are actually of Assamese origin, so I was brought up very much with Assamese values, but living as a British citizen in the UK. I studied in London. I did mathematics and management at King's College in London, and I started my career in investment banking. I was at Goldman Sachs for about 10 years, and I started off as one of very few women on the trading floor at the time. During my time there, I was very, very involved in various diversity and inclusion initiatives, helping them form the Women's Network in Europe, having them form the Asian Professionals Network in the bank. And then I, after a decade in finance, I transitioned into the pharmaceutical industry, really because a family friend approached me one day and said, "Hey, Rita, you have a business background. I think everyone assumes when you've been in banking, you're just a business person." And they said, "Well, can you help me set up something to do with clinical trials in Delaware?" So my first question, you know, a girl living in the UK was, "What's Delaware?" Not "Where's Delaware?" What's Delaware?
What's Delaware?
I was like, "Is that a product? Is it a chocolate? Is what is it? Is it a TV show?" I had no idea. Long story short, that's how I got my feet wet in a completely different industry. And I was involved in business development, and I was traveling here, there, everywhere, meeting thought leaders in all over central nervous system areas in clinical trials, psychiatry, neurology in particular. So that brought me on my travels to New York, amongst other places. I soon got married and settled in New York, which is obviously where I now live. And my in-laws are actually from Columbus, Ohio, which is why I'm back here currently. To visit them and my family over here. So I have two small children. My daughter is almost 5 and my son will be 7 in a few months. And when I was pregnant with my son initially, and I just sort of ventured the topic of taking some leave to raise him, you know, coming from the UK where you can get up to a year of paid leave.
Right.
And, you know, some sort of mentoring when you're thinking of returning. You know, I just had the conversation with my sort of colleague slash boss at the time and said, like, you know, I didn't want to necessarily take time off, but, you know, what is the plan for when I'm away? And he was like, "Well, Rita, we can give you 6 weeks off." And I was like, "Is that months? Is that week?" He goes, "No, weeks. Unpaid, of course, and you have to file a disability claim to get that."
Wow.
So that, in all honesty, felt like a slap on the cheek. I remember going in to have that conversation so excited, about to announce the next step in my journey, but leaving feeling like I'd done something wrong, almost like I was a child again and I had been caught stealing or something. And that's not the way I should have felt. And, you know, that led me to quit that job. And I took 3.5, almost 4 years off work. And I met so many incredible, particularly women, during my time off, who had their own unique journeys, their unique stories. But there was a very similar thread that ran through them that, you know, one of the reasons they took time off was because of the bias that exists and the difficulties, particularly in New York City, of returning to the workforce when you have a career break. So that really planted the seed in my mind to do something about it. What can I do to make something happen for the good?
So that led to the formation, and you founded this company, UMA, to help women like you who had similar stories, similar journeys. So listening to you, did it come as a shock to you, like coming from London where you get a year off paid, I suppose?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, I mean, you have a stellar resume, and to be not able to work was really could be difficult. So tell us about UMA a little bit more. I know, you know, you've been talking about this is the reason you founded UMA, and they help women who has taken a break. But what more is UMA about?
Yeah, so I really named the company UMA from, you know, the Hindu goddess UMA. I call her the goddess of go-getting because she really depicts, she's a mother, she's a daughter, she's a sibling, she's a wife. So she really depicts all of the many roles that particularly we as women have at some point in our lives. But she's very strong, full of determination, full of courage. So I figured, you know, short and sweet, easy to remember name, but also very powerful meaning behind it. So that really led to the name and the birth of the company. And, you know, UMA is a journey. It's an empowerment journey. It's not just a matter of saying, okay, let's just get back to work. It's about how do we build that inner confidence to enable anyone who's taking a break to feel that they can go back. And they have that strength and that courage to approach the workforce. You know, the first thing that went when I took time off was my confidence. I had self-doubt. Mm-hmm. What if somebody asked me a question? What would I answer?
Actually, you know, I'm very fascinated by your story, first of all. I'm listening to it for the first time. And I almost want to say that, yes, when people interpret family time as a break for women, that is what saps somebody's self-confidence, because it really, it shouldn't be considered a break.
Oh, absolutely.
That is a different kind of duty that you are still, you know, it's a different duty that you have to do. And you're taking that responsibility and you're expecting other people to at least, even if they can't share it, they should understand. Exactly. So, but I truly feel that I think it's more about making people understand that, yes, if I am not in the commercial workforce, so to speak,
right,
and I'm in the house workforce,
yeah, it shouldn't be a stigma attached to it.
Absolutely.
There shouldn't be
saying
that, oh, you have taken a break. No, I'm not taking a break. It's just a different kind of work.
Yeah.
Just so on that note, should we play our first song?
Absolutely. Let's do that right now.
Ude khuli aasma mein khwabon ke parinde जहां मैं ख्वाबों के परिंदे ओहो क्या पता जाएंगे कहां खुली है जो पर कहे ये नजर लगता है अब है जागे हम फिक्रें जो थी पीछे रह गई निकले उनसे आगे हम हवा में बैठ खुले आसमां में ख्वाबों के परिंदे उड़े, दिल के जहां में ख्वाबों के परिंदे पल में हम बदल गए, ओहो अब तो जो भी हो सो हो। रोशनी मिली अब राह में है एक दिलकशी सी बरसी, हर खुशी मिली अब जिंदगी पे है जिंदगी सी बरसी, अब जीना हमने सीखा है। याद है कल आया था वो पल जिसमें जादू ऐसा था, हम हो गए जैसे नहीं वो पल जाने कैसा था, जो भी हो सो हो, जो भी हो सो हो। उड़े जो भी हो सो हो, उड़े
दोस्तों। ये गाना था जिंदगी ना मिलेगी दोबारा से, गा रहे थे मोहित चौहान विद अलिसा मेंडोज़ा। म्यूजिक वॉज बाय शंकर एहसान लॉय, लिरिक्स वर पेन बाय जावेद अख्तर, एंड इट वॉज पिक्चराइज्ड ऑन कैटरीना कैफ, राइट तरंग?
या शी वॉज इन दिस मूवी,
शी वॉज इन दिस मूवी
एंड शी हैड दैट ऑरा अबाउट हर, शी इज अ फ्री बर्ड।
Yes, yes, she was, yes. So, appropriate song for the theme today?
Yes, I mean, well, yes. We want to be free birds in the sense that we do not want to be tied by expectations that are incorrect.
Correct. So, Rita, coming back to our conversation and talking about Uma, so, like, Tarang said, it's a very fascinating concept. So we would like to know more about Uma. Can you tell our listeners what exactly Uma does?
So Uma is a journey. It's about how do you empower the individual to bring that inner goddess of go-getting, that inner strength out of us. So when Uma first started, 3 years ago now, it started off really empowering women, bringing up that confidence. That confidence is always inside each one of us. Sometimes we need a bit of help getting it out.
True.
You know, it doesn't matter how many magazines you read, how many people you talk to, TV shows, it comes from within. So only we're the ones that can actually get that out. So what Uma does is just help find that inner voice that is inside all of us.
So is that through workshops or conversation, one-on-one conversations?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a mixture. So, you know, it's a mixture of group workshops, mm-hmm. starting off on a journey. The journey starts with that inner confidence. Self-discovery comes next. You know, we wear many hats as women in
right.
particular.
Oh, yes.
5, 10, 15 years ago, one day we are in student mode.
Mm-hmm.
Then some of us go to employment for the first time. Then we are employer mode. You know, we're always a daughter. And then some of us choose to get married. Then we're in wife mode. And then some folks have children. And then you become mommy mode. And we, as women in particular, we are perfectionists by nature. And we are very, very good at doing everything for the task at hand but experts at forgetting about ourselves.
True, and we are experts at multitasking as well.
Absolutely. So what Uma does is try to remind us of each of these facets of our own personality, so that this is why we're so special, this is who we are. Now let's look at what captivates us now with this moment. Then let's look at, you know, a lifestyle and wellness journey. You don't look after yourself, nothing happens. It's like a plant, right? It might be pretty to look at, you forget to water it, you forget to put it in the sunlight, it will wilt.
True.
Same with us as well. So it starts off with this journey. We try to analyze what is driving us, what is inside us. And then we look at, after all of this, into the career strategy side of things. Okay, now we might be thinking of doing something again. What direction is that going to take? A lot of people that come to our workshops, I would say about 60% of people that come might have been former lawyers or doctors or bankers, thinking, oh, I did that, you know, 5, 10, even 15 years ago. I want to go do that again because that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But after going through our workshops, they might be completely transferring in a different direction. You know, you might have heard of the term mompreneur as an example, or just entrepreneurs in general. This is the time that we experiment with what is driving us now. What is the lifestyle that we want? What is the life we want for ourselves? What works for us? And we drive in that direction. Once we work out that, then we go on to, okay, let's look at your resume, let's tidy it up, fill up any gaps, figure out what kind of skills we might want to polish up on, any extra education, books, what can we do to kind of re-educate ourselves before experimenting with going back to the workforce.
And you also advise women to completely own the gap.
Absolutely. Yeah. So one thing we do, especially with our resume, is like, this is a gap. So when we talk about the gap in the first place, in a way it's not. One thing Tarang mentioned prior to the first song was that people mistakenly call this a break.
Right.
It's not. You are transitioning careers. When I worked at Goldman, I thought 24/7 hours, that was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was traveling around the clock. I thought, whoa, that was tough. That's nothing compared to motherhood.
Oh, yes.
For me. You know, 24/7, but you're fully sleep deprived all the time. You cannot take a sick day. And, oh, it's Sunday, let me have a line. Oh, no, that doesn't happen. So this is what we are dealing with, and we are functioning and organized and doing everything at the same time. So this is something that we help bring the confidence back, and we transfer that skill to the employer. So one thing we do at Uma, once we do the workshops, there could be group. I have a lot of one-on-one clients too, as well as some of my other colleagues. And then we introduce these folks to the workforce, to partner companies of ours. These are called Umaship job experiences. What that means is that there could be a particular vacancy or a role a company has. Once that company has identified the role, we help to curate that return to work platform.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a few weeks. It could be typically 3 months is what we see. But it's a duration worked out by the person going back to work and the company.
And the okay.
Yeah, yeah. So that is really getting them ready, getting the skills up to scratch, maybe working remotely a couple of days, reduced hours initially until they go back. And then once we do that, you know, we have networking events, opportunities for folks to meet each other and sort of share their voice. What came up naturally, you know, as a result of us working with companies was other teams in the same company said, hey, Rita, hey, Uma, we love what you did with that team. We may or may not have somebody returning, but can you train our managers? Can you train our teams on that? And that came to the corporate training part of what we do, because we are very much focused on diversity and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is not just helping companies check boxes by saying, you know, you want to get more women in the workforce,
right,
or minorities. It's really helping, how do we make them feel included? If somebody's coming back, do we understand that she may come in late one day in the morning, or she might have to head off earlier, but she's still as productive, if not more, than the rest of the team? How does the team know that? So we spend a lot of time with team dynamic training, working with managers to make sure that they understand who's coming in. You know, there was a statistic out there that 58% of managers have never been given leadership training whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when a lot of people leave the workforce, do they leave their job or do they leave their boss?
Right. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Most leave their boss.
Boss, yes.
Exactly. And I'm sure we've all had experiences at some point in our lives of somebody just doesn't quite, we don't quite gel with. And it's a natural thing. So we spend a lot of time on that.
Okay, so इस बात पर चलते हैं अगले गाने की तरफ. We'll keep the conversation going, and I have a few more very good questions for you, Rita. But let's play the song from the movie Pink.
Check it out, yo.
रातें पूरी भर जाने दे, जी में जो आए वैसा मुझको कर जाने दे. मन का है कोना कोना ही, होना ही था ये, होना ही मैंने तो आधा कोना जीता नहीं. मन का है कोना कोना ही, झूठा है बोले जो ना ही, जीना क्या आधा कोना मेरा है पूरा ही समा, मेरी जमीन और आसमां. And my world goes, my world goes, my world goes pink.
कोने कोने को बोला ना जो बोलूंगी वो,
हाँ मैंने होना जो हाले हाले हो लूंगी वो. मन का है कोना कोना ही, झूठा है बोले जो ना,
दोस्तों 2016 की मूवी थी पिंक, जिसका ये गाना आपने सुना. गा रही थी जोनिता गांधी, म्यूजिक वॉज बाय अनुपम रॉय, एज वेल एज द लिरिक्स वर बाय अनुपम रॉय. और इस मूवी में थे अमिताभ बच्चन विद तापसी पन्नू, एंड इट वाज अ ब्लॉकबस्टर हिट.
मूवी बहुत अच्छी थी, और ये थीम सॉन्ग मैं पहली बार सुन रही हूँ, और रादर आई शुड से आई एम लिसनिंग, आई एम पेइंग अटेंशन टू इट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम.
Yeah, it's in the movie, somewhere running in the background most of the time. But I felt this was the very appropriate song to play in this episode.
You have great song choices, Sandhya.
Thank you. Thank you. So coming back to our conversation, Rita, it's very, very interesting to know what Uma does. And thank you for thinking of that, because I am sure there are a lot of women out there who need that kind of support and somebody to just say that, hey, you have done nothing wrong. Because, you know, it's very hurtful when somebody takes all your accomplishments away and then just focus on just the gap, you know, you're just reduced to one adjective that, oh, you have a gap in there. So, Rita, if people want to need to know about Uma, where do they have to go, and how do they find out about your workshops or Umaships?
So we have a website. You can go to www.beboldbeuma.com. That's BEBOLDBEUMA.com. And on the website, you'll be able to find out about our workshops, upcoming events. You can also send us an email. It's info@beboldbeuma.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's very, very informative. And I'm sure people will like to go there and read up on that. So, Rita, I believe you are not just an award winner. You have won few awards. Tell us about that.
Thank you for mentioning that. So actually, when I was at Goldman Sachs, mm-hmm. For my diversity work, I actually won the Excellence in Citizenship and Diversity Award, during my time at the firm there. So that was quite chuffed about that. And I won recently, actually, I won the Distinguished Alumni Award from King's College London, my alma mater.
Very nice.
And actually, I was in London a week ago for work, and I found out that I won 3 awards on my upon my return, and I was absent for the award ceremony.
Because, oh.
So, but it was the Stevie Awards for Women in Business, and I won 3 awards. 2 awards went to Uma for Company of the Year and Women's Workplace of the Year, and one came for the Women Female Entrepreneur of the Year. So that was a personal award for me.
Oh, wow, that's commendable, since you just told us that Uma is only 3 years old.
Yeah.
So it's very commendable, and congratulations on receiving all these awards.
Thank you.
Yeah, on that note, let's play this song, which is also based on a true story of a person who also won a lot of awards. So the song is Ziddi Dil from Mary Kom. Yeah. तो दोस्तों ये गाना था मूवी मेरी कॉम से, गा रहे थे विशाल दादलानी. म्यूजिक वॉज बाय शशि सुमन एंड लिरिक्स वर पेंड बाय प्रशांत इंगोले. इस वॉज पिक्चराइज्ड ऑन प्रियंका चोपड़ा हु प्लेज द पार्ट ऑफ मेरी कॉम एंड वी ऑल नो हु दैट इज राइट तरंग.
मेरी कॉम और प्रियंका चोपड़ा
बोथ आई गेस. प्रियंका चोपड़ा तो आई एम श्योर मिसेस जोनस, प्रियंका चोपड़ा एवरीबडी नोज हर, बट मेरी कॉम इज वेल.
ऑफ कोर्स शी इज दिस अकॉम्प्लिश्ड बॉक्सर फ्रॉम इंडिया.
यस सो दिस इज द स्टोरी ऑफ हर गेटिंग इन टू बॉक्सिंग डिस्पाइट सो मच opposition from the family, especially her father, and fighting against all odds to accomplish what she set out to. Right, so to dosto, we are talking to Rita Kakati Shah, the founder and CEO of UMA and the winner of so many awards. So coming back to what we were talking about, the gap and how you know, you are viewed as a person who has taken a gap and are not so current. And we talked about the bosses who don't necessarily think that you're not up to the job, but they do not know how to manage when you come back. So what would be your message to those bosses and people in the corporate world and the and also to the men who want to be supportive of their wives, but just they do not know how to?
That's actually a really good question, Sandhya. It's actually very similar. In a lot of cases, you find that when people appear not supportive or quote unquote clueless, it's because they just don't know how to support you. Not because they're trying to be mean or unkind or try to treat you differently or unkindly. They just don't know. So a lot of what we do in our management training is actually applicable at home in your family life too. By that, I mean taking the time. So if it's your family life, and this is in particular, I would say in Southeast Asian Indian households,
right,
very, very true, where traditionally, if you look at the generation above us,
mm-hmm,
the tradition is that, you know, you know, this might sound quite old fashioned, but in the old days, girls were educated to be marketable for marriage.
True.
And that is how it used to be in older generations, right? Some of that mentality is still present in some areas of India. So when people come over here, some of that still rings true later on. Now, things are different because people are educated, they will go in the workforce. But there is another mentality that if you start a family and there are children, that is the sole responsibility of the mother.
Woman.
Of the mother. So because of that, when there are decisions about going to work or staying late for work dinner, the responsibility is, well, who's going to look after the children? Rather than, oh, you know what, I'll just watch the kids. It's some. However, that is changing more and more today. I'll give you another example. In the generation of my parents, my dad didn't, you know, change my diaper once, or my younger brothers. However, he has changed both of my kids' diapers because times have changed. Similarly, he understands me and my desire to work. My mum didn't work after she had me. She became, you know, she's a professional singer and she did kind of other things, but she was mainly in the home. But things are different for me and in our generation. So, for example, my husband, he is very supportive, but I'm verbal about that too. He doesn't know how to support me unless I tell him. So he would say, oh, it's totally fine, go and do your thing. But I just have to be organized in advance to say, hey, I have a work event, or I'm traveling. I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm traveling in a month. So let's organize the caregiving situation for our children, the meal situation, the whatever situation. So you just have to be organized about any time off or anything where you may be perceived as not being present in your situation. Similarly, in the workforce, one of the reasons your boss or your team may think, you know, this person's slacking is because they're like, well, I'm here day in, day out, working really hard. Why is this person coming in and gave him special treatment? And that's how it appears to them. Unless everybody sat down in a room having these team meetings and talked about, okay, what are you producing? And let's everyone talk about our results. Right.
So it's more about educating either your spouse or your boss or somebody, a colleague at your work. So it's more about educating them and making them aware of the...
Educating, but I would also say just being very organized and in advance of any trips, or say in work as well, showing that you're going to get the work done. Okay, I'm taking off at 3 p.m. today, but I am going to log on later on and you're still going to see the results first thing in the morning. Similar with the team, you know, whether it's delegating to a caregiver or another colleague at work, just being able to be on top of it and showing people that you are trusted, because people don't, it can come across as a trust element. These folks are coming back to work. Ugh, they're going to slack. They just, all they care is look after their kids.
Right.
You earn that trust.
There's also a feeling of, you know, for the women who are taking a break and staying back for the family or for whatever reason they are, that they're not motivated enough and they are quitters. And so how do you deal with that? And what's your message for, you know, addressing that situation?
So here's the thing. We don't ever force people and say, hey, what are you doing at home? You need to begin. But no, not at all. What we do is there is sometimes there's a drive. There is something, you know, it generally comes when, for example, where we are now in Columbus, it's, you know, when the kids are of an older age, for example, and you think, you know what, I have some more time on my hands, everything is sorted out. I'm ready to kind of get back into something again. That's where we offer a helping hand at that point. The person themselves have got to think, okay, I'm ready to go in a direction. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily know what that direction is. That's when they can step in and we can help them. And then we can kind of offer them, you know, support. You know, it could be skill building again. It could be getting qualified again in certain topics. Or it could just be reading up and seeing how have they been current to the industry that they're going to be re-entering. Mm-hmm. Or if they completely want to branch out, what are they doing to research the new industry? How are they getting themselves ready for that? So that's kind of what we help in.
Very nice. So let's play our next song, and that song is from movie Padman, and the song is Aaj Se Teri.
सारी गलियां मेरी हो गई आज से मेरा घर तेरा हो गया आज से तेरी सारी गलियां मेरी हो गई आज से मेरा घर तेरा हो गया आज से मेरी सारी खुशियां तेरी हो गई आज से तेरा गम मेरा हो गया ओ तेरे कांधे का जो दिल है ओ तेरे सीने में जो दिल है ओ तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है आज से मेरा हो गया ओ मेरे ख्वाबों का अंबर ओ मेरी खुशियों का समंदर ओ मेरे पिन कोड का नंबर आज से तेरा हो गया मेरे लिए तू माल कुए कभी कभी बना देना, आज से मेरी सारी रतियां तेरी हो गई, आज से तेरा दिन मेरा हो गया। वो तेरे कांधे का जो दिल है, वो तेरे सीने में जो दिल है, वो तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है, आज से मेरा हो गया। वो मेरे ख्वाबों का अंबर, वो मेरी खुशियों का समंदर, वो मेरे पिन कोड का नंबर, आज से तेरा हो गया। कभी मुस्कुरा देना, आज से मेरी सारी सदियां तेरी हो गई, आज से तेरा पल मेरा हो गया। वो तेरे कांधे का जो दिल है, वो तेरे सीने में जो दिल है, वो तेरी बिजली का जो बिल है, आज से मेरा हो गया। वो मेरे ख्वाबों का अंबर, मेरी खुशियों का समंदर, ओ मेरे पिन कोड का नंबर, आज से तेरा हो गया।
तो दोस्तों, ये गाना हमने लिया था पैडमैन से, वेयर अक्षय कुमार इज वेरी सपोर्टिव ऑफ हिज वाइफ, व्हिच इज प्लेड बाय राधिका आप्टे इन दिस मूवी।
यू नो, आई हैवंट सीन दिस मूवी, बट आई हैव हर्ड अ लॉट अबाउट इट।
या, इट्स बेस्ड ऑन अ ट्रू स्टोरी,
एंड यस, and especially if you pay attention to the lyrics of the song, in some ways it's very flattering to, like, this guy is all about his wife.
No, he is. He's actually all about helping women and helping his wife. To aage badhte hain dosto, and we are continuing our conversation with Rita Kakati Shah. So listening to you, have been It's been fascinating, and actually an eye-opener for me in some sense, because a lot of things I didn't know that it's more in corporate world, because both Tarang and I have a medicine background, so we are more aware of that. So good to know all the things that you just told us. So here's something. What's been the most gratifying and most challenging in what you do?
That's a really good question. I think in terms of gratifying, seeing when some of these women come in to the workshops from day one to when they leave at the end of it, that's the reason I do what I do. You know, there's a spring in their step. They might have initially really, really hard to just even get out of that house and make that first courageous step to do something. But, you know, just speaking to them, spending time with them, having them have a support network, and creating that atmosphere for them and giving them that hope, them realizing that they have that within them and seeing that transition, that's the most gratifying part, without a doubt. Challenges, I think. I travel a lot, you know, so with UMA, we obviously, we headquartered in New York, mm-hmm. but we have a presence in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Toronto, and London. So not only do I travel for the different commitments, but I do a lot of speaking overseas and different conferences as well. So trying to juggle that myself with spending good quality time with my family and my two young children can be a challenge at times. So I have to be very organized.
Oh yeah. No, that's very challenging. Traveling by itself is very challenging. And then when you are managing a company and a family, it can be just really, really hard. So hats off to you, Rita, for doing all this.
Thank
and
you.
Helping other women get back to work and do what they love to do. So chalte hain agle gaane ki taraf. And the next song is from movie Chak De India. गाना था चक दे इंडिया से, गा रही थी हेमा सरदेसाई. म्यूजिक वॉज बाई सलीम सुलेमान एंड लिरिक्स वर पेन बाई जयदीप साहनी. एंड वंस अगेन यू आर लिसनिंग टू कोलंबस देसी रेडियो. वी ब्रॉडकास्ट ऑन WCRS 92.7 एंड 98.3 FM. यू कैन विजिट आवर वेबसाइट columbusdesiradio.com. And we have link for podcast, we have an episode guide, we have blogs and much more. And please email us at columbusdesiradio@gmail.com with your suggestions. Hope you guys are enjoying this episode. And coming back to Rita. So Rita, we are really impressed with what you have done with your company. And just the idea itself is fascinating. So tell us, what are your future goals regarding this, Uma? Where do you see yourself down the road? And what are the tips that you would like to give women who have taken a break in their career?
Well, thank you. That's so kind of you to say so. In terms of our goals, so Uma is a journey. It's an empowerment message, not just for these women and minorities that we help, but for everybody. So one thing we would love to do, that my vision, certainly for the company, isn't just to, you know, spread to the cities that we are spreading to, but go around the world. This is a message that everybody can feel, everybody can benefit from, and it's very powerful.
Absolutely.
So that's the ultimate goal. I don't know how long that would take, but that is something I would ultimately see for the company. And really to, you know, I see everyone at Uma being change agents. One person at a time thinks differently can make something happen. One manager makes something happen, that's something. One woman, she feels empowered, that's one change. One spouse says some encouraging words to his wife and she does something different the next day, that's change happening. So similarly, we want to do one person one step at a time and make this a transition for everybody around the world. In terms of the tip for folks thinking about re-entering the workforce, I think first thing is just pat yourself on the back. Congratulations. That is the first big step that you are willing to do something different about it.
And that's a very important step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, start sort of getting together. What are your thoughts? What gets you happy? What gets you sad? What are the things that empower you? And then at some point you will have to work on your resume. So start thinking about what were you involved in that you have professional skills that can be eventually streamlined and updated on your resume to, I would say, justify that break, quote unquote, that you see on your resume, because that is ultimately why people ask you about it. Right. You know, so you don't want to show there's a gap because you haven't. You have been doing other things. Let those things be translated into more of a professional tone. Mm-hmm. Any studying you're doing, if some mothers out there may have done some volunteer work at the local school's parents association, these are all professional skills that can go on that would help any workforce when you go back in again.
Oh, that's very interesting and good to know, because sometimes when you've taken a break, you do not think in that manner. You think, oh, it's a break, I'm doing some volunteer work, and not necessarily coming back to see, oh, this can help me bridge the gap, per se. Rita, thank you so much for coming to our show. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Sandhya, Darren, and Columbus Desi Radio. It was really, really a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Dosto, hope you enjoyed our episode for today and our conversation with Rita. Aaj ke liye bas itna hi. Milte hain agle hafte ek naye show, ek naye theme aur kuch naye gaano ke saath. Till then, goodbye.